Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, oh, I'm a player.
Yeah, take me now as a player.
If you see me looking clean cut,
yeah.
Matching from head to toe, dipping with a mean strut,
yeah.
Throwing and blowing green stuff, hella cream dub with a bling cup. Ain't no wicked, we can kick it if you blew a bean up. If you
yeah.
See me step up in the club or with some pros, what about six of them cut, no longer waiting to be chosen. If you hear me tell my homies anything.
I was talking to my buddy Magic Mike last night, and we're lining up a little chat with him. He's got a new release out. And, man, I love seeing the old school heads still making it. This is Tech Noyne and Big Chris Calico.
Yeah.
Calico. I'm a player. I'm a player.
Ladies giving me hugs. No, it ain't no rocket science. It's because
I'm a player. I'm a player.
$1,000 to give you at 5 o'clock today. And then Soul Brother Kevin and his crew come along at 6. We are Drew Garabo Live. You're soaking in us. Jacob Two Times is on deck, but a couple more of your raise calls because you were so good to hang in there. I've gone, I've gone from broadcasting at Rays opening days and having a blast doing it to bashing the team and now full circle. I don't necessarily find myself that inclined to go to games, but I want to encourage you to because these dudes, young men, who are getting paid a fraction of what they are quote-unquote worth, they deserve your support.
Yeah, my dream is for St. Pete and the Rays to come together because it just if you take out all of the supposed demographics and all the underlying stuff that the average person doesn't grasp, you've got a city that is on the rise in ways that you don't find in many other cities, building and doing things at an insane rate while simultaneously a professional sports franchise is squandering itself right amongst this growing city. So to think that there's not a way to make the two grow together and become beneficial for each other is bizarre. I love the idea of that of the ballpark being right on the water. We've heard a bunch of people talk about it, right where the Rowdy Stadium is or in that area where you could slam home runs out into the bay.
Yeah.
That sounds sexy as can be, and then maybe becomes more of a destination park. But I don't know if they're long for St. Petersburg.
I don't know if they are either, but while they're here and while they're winning, I damn sure want to encourage people to get out there and watch them. 727-579-1025. Roger, what's up, my man?
Hey, how you doing? I had a couple things about the Rays. I said I've been a longtime fan of theirs. Every year I go to at least 20 games.
Hell yeah.
And I'll tell you, whoever's thinking that that's they say that the stadium's obsolete.
It is.
I sit in that stadium. It's 70 degrees, 72 when they have their games. It's beautiful. I've been to Phillies games in the spring training. You're sitting behind home plate at, 4 o'clock in the afternoon and it's 100 degrees behind there and you're
brutal.
Drinking beer.
Brutal.
If you're over 55, which most of the people in St. Pete, the blue hairs that go to the game, they're getting up and going home.
Yeah.
You know, the owner started out great, but it's like when he's threatened to go do half the games in, Canada and then turns around and they're making it harder every year to go in there and spend your money because now, a lot of us that work, honest wage, we go in there and we want to buy something, you got to use your credit cards
sure.
and stuff.
No cash.
Drew, I love the team. They're
Thanks.
A great team. And, I hope they don't leave. I hope we can figure it out. But
Me
that,
too.
You know, this they said the stadium's obsolete all these years. And, it might be old, but I'll tell you, I'd rather sit in that thing than sit out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, listen, most people would rather sit in an obsolete dome in Florida heat and possibly rain than a newfangled outdoor stadium.
That guy pretty much hit it on the head. And I was trying to sit over and think, what one thing could it be? So imagine you're in a relationship. You're married. You've been married for a long time.
Okay.
And then your wife comes to you out of the blue
yep.
and says, There's 7 days in a week. For 3.5 of them, I'd like to go get railed by our neighbor, Tony, and he's just going to plow me silly half of the time.
Could you use a French name like Jacques?
Jacques. Our neighbor Jacques is going to just plow me silly, Mountie style, and I'm just going to come back to you wallered out, but, no hard feelings.
Wallered out by his small Canadian wiener?
Well, that's an urban legend, honey. Oh. These Canadians, especially the French Canadians, they're hung like wild boars.
But uncircumcised, right?
Well, yes. More okay. girth to move
Enjoy
the earth.
That schmeg.
Well, yeah, exactly. While yours is all cut up and prim and proper, this thing is like a freaking oak tree. But anyways, so he's going to be handling me. And then, is that cool? Is that cool if I get banged half of the week by Jacques? Well, with the thick... Oh. Is that okay?
No.
Okay, either. Never mind. Forget I said anything about
it. Can't.
We're fine. No,
but
we're fine.
We can't put that toothpaste back in the tube.
I don't know.
But
maybe
you said it.
Maybe I'll talk to Jacques some more. Maybe I won't. But let's just go back to being happily married.
But now I'm going to be thinking about.
Right. Yeah. You probably are.
You and Jacques.
Yeah.
Doing the Canadian Mountain.
And like I said, I can't commit to never wanting to, let Jacques take me for a spin.
Uh-huh.
But, okay.
It's not going to feel real good in bed.
No.
Sleeping next to somebody you know is fantasizing about Jacques.
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
Once you float it out there, there's no...
Yeah.
It's like once you tell your girl, hey, I think we should bang other people, you're never going to be able to go back to the point before you said that.
No.
727-579-1025. Ownership groups only have so much influence, though, and maybe it's the way that this was gone about that's different, but with the Magic, the DeVos family being from Grand Rapids, Michigan, Mr. DeVos, a billionaire, but the family had very extreme right-wing views in a city like Orlando that was not so right-wing leaning, and when they would make it public how they felt about gay marriage, there was definitely a backlash of people in Orlando who are like, we're not going to, but guess what cured that? Going to the finals.
Yeah.
When you're playing the Kobe and the Lakers in the finals, ain't a single person who's like, oh, I don't know if I want to go to the games. They don't want gay people getting married. Carmen, hello. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hi, Drew.
Hi.
First off, I want to tell John that he should be with Jacques. I think it's going to be good for him. But making a comment on the owners, I think the whole thing about the Rays is we all know the transplants. We all know a lot of people are under financial distress where they can't afford to go pay, $3 for a soda and all that.
Like Vitale sure can.
Yeah, I know. I say it's the ownership. Like they have, like my neighbor is 79. He loves the Rays. But he gets so disappointed year after year because not that they're not doing well, but whenever they have a good, like Longoria, they got David Price, they trade him away.
Well, it's a good so business they model.
They can't connect with a player.
Remember the transplant?
You know what
oh,
I mean?
Oh, yeah. Back in the MFW days. When the new age shooter was in the ring, his arch nemesis, Nick Zero, that was his theme music.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, no, it's okay. I'm over it.
Didn't mean to bring up.
Yeah, no. I mean, my career's over. I accepted it.
It's not over. It's just on hiatus.
Yeah. What did she mean by I should go be with Jacques?
I think I don't think she fully understood what we were doing with the role playing. I don't think. Our number is 727-579-1025. If you would like to play Jacob's Jukebox Jeopardy and win yourself some Black Crowes tickets, jump on board right now, and we'll let you do that because we're about to embark upon a round of Jacob's Jukebox Jeopardy. Hi, Jacob.
Hey, Drew Garabo. Hey, Promo John. How are you doing, my friend?
My man. How you doing? You ready to take that whooping?
Man, to tell you the truth, Promo John, not knowing what the category is for today, Promo John, I've been listening to some different radio stations just so I can be prepared, in case it is the 80s or something,
All right. What radio stations have you been listening to there, Jacob?
Well, let's see here. Well, not knowing what the categories were, I was listening to Q105, which of course is an 80s station, so I noticed they play 80s music.
Of course, yep.
And so far I've been listening to different kinds of music throughout the day because, quite frankly, Drew Garabo, I have no idea what the category is, so I'm just guessing, you know? So
sure. Well, Jacob, let's see if we can get some contestants for this week's Jacob's Jukebox Jeopardy. I believe we have 1, 2, 3, 4. Are you Mike?
Yes.
Hi, Mike. Welcome to Jacob's Jukebox Jeopardy.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It's Jacob versus John Setnik. The phone connection.
Yeah.
I'll just throw him on hold. Who will win today's Jacob Jukebox Jeopardy? Will it be John Senning or Jacob two times?
Jacob.
All right, hold on.
You made a wrong move, buddy.
Mike. J2X will win. Hi, Drew Garabo Live. Who are you?
Mike.
You want some Mike on Mike action?
Yeah, Mike on Mike violence.
All right, like it's Golic and Greeny back in the day. All right, Mike, other Mike. What, John?
No, sorry. Sometimes you just say things and I just want to go down that rabbit hole. Well, why the hell did they get rid of Golic? Golic was like, he was the most lovable character and personality at ESPN, and they sent him out to pasture. I'll never understand it.
I think because Greeny has a lot of juice with them at ESPN, and he just didn't want to... I don't think he wanted to do a show with Golic anymore. I agree with you.
But still, even if it's not a show with him, I mean, that guy could very well be the face of NFL Live or anything, or even on radio. To just send him off for nothingness is bizarre.
And this is probably the wrong thing to do, but because Golic looks a little bit like Dan Cilio, I always attribute Dan Cilio's ego and problematic behavior, because I know Dan from Orlando, with Mike Golic.
Yeah.
So I always think that Golic is like Cilio, but I don't know anything about Golic.
I think Golic is widely beloved, and he's been doing a lot of stuff with Dan Le Batard and their podcast network, so I wonder if he maybe will have his own show with them, which would be great, but just odd that ESPN would kick him to the curb. Sorry for the side note.
No, I'm glad you went down that road. Mike, on line six, you've got John Senning on today's Jacob's Jukebox Jeopardy. Okie dokie.
Awesome.
All right, see, that's a spirit.
Yeah. Jacob, so if it's okay with you, I'd like to make a gentleman's wager on the game today.
Ooh.
So
promo, John.
So pretty much, here's what we'll do. If I win, I don't know what's going to happen. But if you win, every day for the next 5 days, the featured cut of the day will be a clip featuring Jacob two times.
Okay, promo, John. I'm so ready.
Wow. And if John wins, every place where you go out to eat for the next 6 weeks, you've got to tell them, hey, you better listen to my buddy promo, John.
Thank you.
On Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone. Perfect. What do you think about that, John? Is that good?
Perfect.
Is that fair, Jacob?
Perfect promo, John. I just want to have a Jacob two times archives in there, you know, so I can get to myself, you know?
Sure. Well, we do know he's going to be. Right. By the way, Jacob, when I talked to him on Friday, was very upset because he was not nominated for Best Radio Personality in the Bay by Best of the Bay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Which clearly there's been an oversight.
Yeah, I'm sorry you didn't get nominated there. That's a shame.
That's okay, sorry, Drew Garabo. So promo, John, I'm so ready for it.
All right.
Yep, you're going down.
Your first category, John and Jacob. You'll ring in with your name.
Oh, no.
First one to five is the winner.
Oh, gosh.
Your first category, 80s ladies.
Oh, no, this seems like
80s. Oh, yeah.
80s ladies.
See, I told you, Drew Garabo, I was prepared for this. I told you.
I feel personally attacked.
You shouldn't. 80s ladies. First song coming down, I need artist and title in 3, 2, 1. Nobody?
I got nothing.
Jacob?
Shebop.
By?
That's the name of the song by um
I'm sorry, that's time.
Paula Abdul.
No. Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi
Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper. I'm sorry about that.
No,
Drew,
it's okay.
Garabo.
Don't be sorry. I don't mind. I want John to win.
Yeah.
No. It's okay. I'm trying to earn my spot on the featured cut of the day. Come on, Drew Garabo.
Work it, boy.
That was Cyndi Lauper's ode to naughty girl self love, if you will. She bop, he bop, a wee bop, I bop, you bop, a they bop, like she bopping it, like she bopping it, she bopping it.
Do women's is that a thing women say? Like, I'm gonna bop it.
I'd never heard a woman say it before Cyndi Lauper said it, and I haven't heard a woman say it
since. Oh wow,
she's the only one who calls it bopping.
That makes me feel a lot differently about the game Bop It.
Well, that too, and you ever bop your baloney? Oh, that's from Vacation. All right, your next song in 80s Ladies coming down in 3, 2. Remember the category. 1.
Jacob. Upside Down, Diana Ross.
Is correct.
Okay.
I said upside down, you turn me. You give love instinctively.
Okay.
Round and round, you turn me.
Upside down.
Okay.
Boy, you turn me.
That's how we're going to play today.
That's a 1 for Jacob 2 times. None for Promo John.
Okay.
PJ. I'm calling PJ. PJ over here.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
1. All right. Your next category, since I like to make things rhyme, 2003 R&B.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is a sweet spot for me, Jacob. I got to say, man, this couldn't be any more up my alley.
2003.
I was 2003.
R&B.
Junior in high school. I'm all about maxing, relaxing all with the ladies.
Okay. Artist and title, boys. In 3, 2, 1.
John.
Yeah.
Jacob.
John. That is Bump Bump Bump. B2K.
Is correct. Featuring P. Diddy.
Sending this one out to all the ladies all over the world. All the ladies all over
bump,
the world.
Sexy bump, bump, bump.
Come on. As we proceed.
I told you.
You know I like it when your body goes bump, bump, bump. Bad boy. B2K.
Your old turn to him. Play talk. You know that, B.
Oh, I know you are, Jacob.
Keep working.
I know you are. And that is 1-1. Promo John with 1. Jacob 2 times with 1.
You need
1.
To encourage me, Promo John. Come on, man. I need your encouragement.
So what I'm going to do is I'll put together all of the copy points for what you're going to need to tell the different servers and people working the registers at the Subway and everything. So they'll just you'll have exactly what to tell them when you go out to eat.
Promo John, you're funny, man.
All right, your next category is Funk You Right in the Soul.
Oh!
Funk You Right in the Soul. These are funk and soul classics.
Okay.
Funk You Right in the Soul. F-U-N-K.
Okay.
Artist and title. Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Ready, Promo John?
Oh, I'm ready.
Here we go.
John.
Jake.
That is... Is it Everyday People
by?
Is it Smokey Robinson?
It is not. Jacob, would you like to steal?
Oh!
Everyday People by ZZ, by the Four Tops.
No, it's Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone. No winner.
This is a great song.
It is a fantastic song. Right. Your next song in the category of Funk You Right in the Soul in 3, 2, 1.
I know who it is, but I don't know the... John.
John.
George Clinton and the Parliament of Funk, or what? George Clinton.
George Clinton.
George Clinton, and is it Atomic Dog?
Bow Wow Wow, yippee-yay!
I'm trying to grab on, I'm trying so hard.
I know you are, Jacob. Wow.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dog. For the dog that chases its tail will be busy. He's a clapping dog.
By the way, one of the best things about Ted Lasso, the diamond dogs.
That's the name of my fantasy football team.
Dancing
dogs.
The Diamond Dogs rule.
Yeah.
All right. Big hair, big metal.
Oh.
Big hair, big metal.
Is it 2-1?
It is 2-1. Promo John is leading. Jacob, are you ready?
I am ready.
Promo John, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Big hair, big metal. In 3, 2, 1.
John.
John.
It's no more Mr. Nice Guy?
That is incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Jacob, would you like to steal?
No. I'll say AC/DC.
That is incorrect. Poison. Nothing but a good time.
Sorry about that, Drew. I did not know that you were going to hit me with this one. You know,
no, neither did I.
Big hair, neither. Big metal.
Yeah, Jacob, just so you know, I don't know either. I don't know if you think I know, but I don't know.
He doesn't know.
I don't have any.
No, he doesn't know.
This is all on the up and up.
Big hair, big metal, song number 2. In 3, 2, 1. Anyone?
No.
Can we possibly get just a little more?
That is...
I know the song.
From Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, Guns N' Roses, You Could Be Mine.
Oh, man.
You Could Be Mine. You Could Be Mine.
I know that drives people... That this genre probably drives people more crazy than anything else. But, you know, just me and Jacob, we weren't necessarily a little before that.
Final song in the category, closing it out. Big hair, big metal. In 3, 2, 1.
John.
John.
That is Bon Jovi.
Living on a Prayer. By Bon Jovi. I'm sorry about that, Drew Grable, but I heard the song, so I had to say it. I'm sorry about that. I tried so hard, you know.
I don't know what to do here.
It's a wash.
We throw it out.
It's a wash.
New
song.
Yep. New song.
No big deal. No big deal.
Now, Jacob, remember, only give me the song if I call on you.
Okay, I'm sorry about that, Drew Grable, because I just heard the song.
I know.
Stole it from you.
It happens, Jacob.
No hard feelings.
Last song. Closing out the category. Big hair. Big metal.
John. That is.
I sure know where I've been.
That is. Here I go again. Whitesnake.
Jacob.
Yeah.
Promo John with the point, barely. John with 3.
But I sure know where I've been. Hanging on the promises.
Well done, Promo John. 3-1. All right. Ready, Jacob?
Uncle Cracker did a great
Yes, I'm ready.
Right. Sure he did. The category sounds great in 2008.
Oh, okay. This may be
up. Okay. I'm ready. That was the year I graduated. Well, it was Peters, Drew Garabo.
All right.
2008.
John spent some time with Peters that year, too.
Yes, I did. 2-3, you said?
That is 3-1, your lead.
Oh, 3-1, my lead.
3-1, your lead.
Jeez.
And this is sounds great in 2008 in 3, 2, 1.
John.
Jacob. John.
That is Alicia Keys, and it is...
Oh, God.
I don't have the title.
Jacob.
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 No One by Alicia Keys.
Damn, I was so, yeah.
You were there.
Yeah.
You were going to go up 4-1.
Yeah.
Next category with Promo John clinging to a 3-2 lead.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
Your country's smelling clean in 2015.
Oh, this is going to be a sweet spot for me. I was legitimately... Wait. No, that's not true. Never mind.
What?
I thought I was working for the country station in 2015, but I don't think that timeline adds up.
Your country's smelling clean in 2015. Ready, gentlemen?
Yep.
Yep.
In 3, 2, 1.
Baby, you a song.
John.
That is a Florida Georgia Line cruise.
He's rocking those down and cruise.
Right away when I heard it, you know?
What about this one? Would you guys have known this one right away? This is just a practice run. I was going to play it instead, but I thought it'd be too easy.
Darius Rucker, Wagon Wheel.
Okay, so you would have gotten it anyway.
I guess he did. They did a thing because, you know, Old Crow Medicine Show. I don't know if you ever heard their version. They released it first, and it was kind of an indie hit. And then he did it, but I guess they performed it live, like on a live stream together for the first time ever this week.
Okay,
the original version is better.
I agree. The Old Crow Medicine Show version is really really good, but I thought it was a way older song, like by the band or Greg Allman or something. But it's not that old.
I don't think so.
No,
I could be wrong though.
You're not, Jacob. You have 2.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Promo John. Well, gosh, he's got 4.
Oh man, this is for the win.
So.
Oh man.
I know. So are we ready? I know. Are we ready?
Yeah. Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to earn a spot on the featured cut of the day every day this week. I'm so ready for it now.
All right. The category, 1997 alternative.
Oh, yeah.
1997 alternative.
Yeah. The year I was 11 years old.
All right. Are we ready?
Going on 12. Yep.
Here we go. Promo John could win it.
Oh, man. Jacob.
Jacob.
Better Than Ezra, Desperately Wanting.
It is 4-3. That you never come. Where they turned out the lights. They say you'll never know. Remember this one?
Oh, yeah. Poor Man's Sponge.
I remember running through the wet grass. I'm going to
All right. With John clinging to a 4-3 lead, your category is 2010 to 2014 radio hits.
Oh, man. This is Jacob's sweet spot.
2010.
I was 25, Drew Garabo. Can you believe that? Going on 26.
I can barely believe it. 2010 to 2014 radio hits. Are we ready?
Yeah. Yes, we are ready.
In 3, 2, 1.
Some nights I stay up.
Jacob.
Some nights fun.
We have ourselves a tie game. 4-4.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh,
4.
Wow. What a comeback. What did he come back down? Did he come from 4-2 or?
I believe he was down 4-2. He was down 3-1.
Man.
And then 4-2.
Wow. This could be the comeback of a century, but it's not going to be. So, you know, everything's fine.
How about rap songs of 2009?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Rap songs of 2009.
Here we go again. This is also my sweet spot, Drew, because this is the year that I graduated from the Conklin Center in Daytona Beach.
Oh, very cool. John, you ready?
Yeah.
Jacob, you ready?
Yes, I'm so ready.
4-4. Next song could determine the winner. Here is your song in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah. See, I ain't trying to waste your time, Charlie. I know you got places to go, but I got places.
Anybody? Anyone?
Is that? I'm going to take a guess.
Yeah.
Is it Black and Yellow?
This
wasn't
not.
Black and Yellow.
Okay. No.
Kind of sounded like it could have been.
It did. Jacob, would you like to guess?
Black and Yellow, Wiz Khalifa.
Still not that.
It sounded like it, Drew Garabo, but I'm taking a guess, you know, because
sure.
I want to be featured on the cut of the day every day, you know?
Let It Loose by Wale and Pharrell Williams.
Okay.
Here's your next song. 3, 2, 1.
Right about now.
Jacob. Right about now, Snoop Dogg.
Incorrect. John, would you like to steal?
I got nothing.
The name of the song is I Wanna Rock by Snoop Dogg.
So hard, Drew Garabo.
Oh, you were right there.
All right.
It was right in your grip.
Oh, man. All right.
Oh, jeez.
4-4.
Oh, God.
Last song. Best rap songs of 2009.
Physical pain.
Jacob, are you ready?
I am ready.
John, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Here comes your song.
Oh, man.
It's either Jacob gets a featured cut of the day every day, or Jacob has to tell everybody he runs into about Drew Garabo Live. Artist and title. In 3, 2, 1.
Lately I've been hard to read.
Jacob.
Eminem, the artist, and the song is... I'm trying to think, Drew Garabo, really hard. I know I heard this before.
5, 4.
I'm trying, Drew Garabo.
I know, Jacob. I need a name of the song. 3, 2.
You Ain't Beautiful by Eminem.
Give me that again.
You Ain't Beautiful by Eminem. Beautiful by Eminem.
Oh, man. I don't know what to do.
I've been too long on my-
it's Beautiful by Eminem, but he said You Ain't Beautiful.
But he did.
Well, hold on. Let me just throw it out. New song.
I don't know. I feel like maybe he got it. I mean, he said at one point, he said Beautiful by Eminem. Those words did come out of his mouth.
They did.
I think you got to give him the dub.
Jacob.
Did I earn my featured cut of the day every day on Drew Garabo Live featured cut of the day, Drew Garabo, or what?
I mean, John said you did, so...
I mean, the title and artist did come out of his mouth. Although it was in the midst of trying to work through it, he did say Beautiful by Eminem. And I think I just have to keep it real. If that was me, I'd be fighting to have that... go through, so I've got to be 100 here, I think Jacob won that one.
To be fair, if John had said that, I would have given it to him.
Yeah.
So Jacob, congratulations.
Oh, man, that was a battle of a lifetime.
That was a doozy there.
That was a fight of
I
my
thought
life.
For sure John would have gotten that Beautiful by Eminem.
Man.
Oh, man.
Oh, congratulations, Jacob.
Good job, Jacob. You're the featured cut of the day every day.
I'll have it up. I'll have this one up by the end of the hour.
Okay. And make sure you find more feature cuts of me, Promo John, so I can have them in there, okay?
That's all I'll do. All the next 5 days, the best of Jacob 2 times in the featured cut of the day spot.
Thank you, Jacob. I love you, buddy.
Ooh, we'll do this again next week, right?
Sounds good.
Sure as heck will. And congratulations on your victory, however sullied it may be. Thank you, Jacob. We love you, buddy.
I love you, too. Don't forget to keep that promise, Promo John. I'm counting on you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jacob. We love you, buddy.
Oh, man.
Mike, congratulations, man. You barely pulled off the victory, and you're going to see the Black Crows as a result, dude. Congrats.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Jacob.
Yeah,
sorry,
man.
Sorry, John.
No worries.
Man.
Sorry, dude.
If only he wouldn't have.
I know. I'm. If he hadn't said like beautiful.
Yeah. You know, it's a tough.
I know.
One. It's a tough one.
I know. Drew Grabo live. Hello. I'd be super pissed if I were you. You're handling it very well.
Yeah.
Yes.
No,
hello. Hi.
Hi.
And my name is Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
I was just calling about your, hi. You guys were talking about Afghanistan earlier and 9/11 and how, like, the patriotism will probably never see that again.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that only 1% of our population actually serves in the military, so there's not a lot of skin in the game, if that makes sense. Like, how many sons or daughters have we sent to war? So very few. And even in 2010, when I went over there, already those stickers they were putting on their cars, American flag stickers, they're already faded. And now they've already traded those cars in for something new. Does that make sense? It's just the fact that the American public normally, like if you look at World War II, they had to have victory gardens. They had to have food rationing and all that stuff. They're all in the fight. Now it's 1%ers are actually fighting the war. So it's hard to be that united when you only send 1% of your population to go fight and most of the people don't even know those people personally.
John, what do you think about that?
Well, I agree with that to a certain extent because it was we were thrown into the thralls of war. That was how I think people looked at it. We heard within hours that this was a terrorist attack, and I think within days that we were looking at Al-Qaeda, and then everybody's got a tangible, real-life villain that they can look at. Now, when you talk about COVID and everything else, you can't see it. You can't touch it. It's all around us, but it is much easier to turn us against each other than for us all to get together. So I think the tangible nature of the enemy was part of why it worked. So, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, to a certain degree. I just feel like even if more people had relatives who were serving right now, we're just so fractured right now. We're just so divided and so I don't know what could bring us together, even if it was more skin in the game. But thank you very much. When we come back, even after all these years of being friends and working together every day, John and I still find out new things about each other every single day. And we have something in common that we did not learn until this afternoon before the show. And it's something so weird, and it involves our siblings. And it's next on Drew Garabo Live. Fran Hosh has some great events going on this week, and I would love for you to go to lawfran.com to find out about them, or the Fran Hosh Law Group Facebook page, a very reliable source for Fran's events. For example, we were speaking of September 11th. There's a traveling wall motorcycle escort on September 10th, and it gets start. Let's see, the bike staging is going to be at Warhorse Harley-Davidson on 441 in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Registration from 8 to 9:45. KSU, that's Kickstands Up, at 10. And a commemorative poker chip to the first 100 bikers. Tonight, being Wednesday, of course, it's Quaker Steak and Lube for the Fran Hosh Law Group Legendary Bike Night. Some awesome wings there at the Lube. You'll absolutely love them. And Frantastic's hanging out. Usually a register to win, giving away tchotchkes, great biker camaraderie, etc. And tomorrow night at Caddy's Bradenton, Full Throttle Magazine and the Fran Hosh Law Group presents the West Coast Florida Riders Bike Night. The monthly Manatee County Bike Night every third Thursday of every month at Caddy's in Bradenton from 6 to 10. Once again, go to lawfran.com or the Fran Hosh Law Group Facebook events page to find out more.
It's Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.